Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Consider Cross My Mind, a brainy scripted East-East-West encounter, playing tomorrow night on Chime TV. Two key players of this unique enterprise, Wesley Chan from Wong Fu Productions and Thomas Loeb at MyTV Super, along with Chime TV director Tristy Pottis, join me next. Also ahead is Cheddar News cheesing out, our classic trivia question, and 2024. It could it be interactive TV's year of reckoning? I'll explain. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and more than 40 other great podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our first half hour today is brought to you by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. Happy to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon, first one of 2024, for the program about TV's current and future. 45 degrees at the top of the hour. Got some wonderful guests for you over the hour ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program. All you have to do to interact with our guests, it's so simple. Pick up the phone, whatever kind of phone you have, and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we've got our chat room in business, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, you're interacting with us. And we will interact with our guests from the Chime TV scripted series Cross My Mind after these news notes. Is something cheesy happening at Cheddar News? The optics suggest so when yesterday, new owners Archetype emailed employees of the hip business news channel to immediately suspend operations. According to the email, which was obtained by the New York Times, the directive was necessitated by unforeseen internal and external factors. Archetype acquired Cheddar News last week for an undisclosed price from cable operator Altice USA, the owner since 2019. At this hour, Cheddar News has not updated the situation. Now quickies, Oscar nominee Lena Olin will star in The Darkness, a six-episode miniseries from Oscar-nominated director Lassie Hallström. CBS Studios is co-producing the project, which is seeking distribution via parent Paramount Global. A Martha Stewart bio series is coming to CNN January 28th. Stewart did not participate in the making of this four-part feature. TV One will mark its 20th anniversary, in part with a presentation of the annual Urban One Honors February 25th. Sister channel Cleo TV will simulcast the ceremony. The Saturn Awards, science fiction's equivalent of the Academy and Emmy Awards, are set to run live February 4th from Los Angeles. Electric Now, the smart TV product and multi-channel bundle distributed service overseen by Dean Devlin, will carry the presentation. Breaking news over the last hour, Morris Chestnut will star as Watson, a modernized rendition of Sherlock Holmes' famous partner, next season on CBS. Chestnut will also serve as an executive producer. And Roku will unveil a new group of smart TV sets this spring. Features include a content identification app, incorporating artificial intelligence and machine learning. And that is news notes for today. And now let's meet two of the threesome that are making Cross My Mind happen as Chime TV's first original scripted series. Joining us live from Los Angeles, the co-founder of Wong Fu Productions, Wesley Chan. Wesley, Happy New Year. Welcome in.
Happy New Year. I'm excited to talk about the project and just an honor to be on your show. I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have you. And also joining us from Vancouver, British Columbia, not far from where you are, Wesley, is one of Chime TV's key people. She is the director of original scripted programming development and acquisitions, and we're talking about Trixie Pottis. Trixie, welcome in, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, and thank you so much for having us.
It is a pleasure. And we're also expecting, live from Hong Kong, and he would be our first guest from that area, Thomas Loeb. He is the director at MyTV Super. It's the Netflix mega content service that is also responsible for getting Cross My Mind up and running. And Wesley, first of all, tell us about Wong Fu. I understand it's been around for 20 years. Is this the first time that your organization is doing a scripted TV series?
It's not the first time we did a scripted series. Actually, we've done a few series. it's our 20-year anniversary. Me and two friends, Philip Wang and Ted Fu, we met in university, and we started making videos for fun, uploaded them. This is all before YouTube, and they got very popular. They spread around, and, the stories we were telling were very relatable, universal stories about just normal Asian Americans living life. And because there's so little of that in mainstream media, People really resonated with it and, you know, spread it around and started supporting us. You know, years later, we grew a following, and we're still at it. We're completely independent, you know, working on short films, comedy sketches, vlogs, branded content. And we've done some other series with YouTube Premium, but this is our first international collaboration, and we're super proud of Cross My Mind.
So how did you and the people at MyTV Super, headed by Thomas, come up with this very unique idea of an East meets West, one person in Los Angeles, one in Hong Kong, who somehow are able to put their brains together?
Yeah. The story came about because of the constraints we were in. This was still during COVID era. So we just got an email from Thomas and his partner or his supervisor, Lincoln, and they said they were fans of our work. And that was quite a surprise because MyTV Super and TVB are such huge, huge names in the media world. And I never thought that it would recognize like a kind of grassroots company like Wong Fu. But I guess if you're looking at Asian American scripted content that's authentic and I guess very has a certain vibe to it, there's not a lot of people that are making this stuff like we are. And they wanted to tell a story in English for TVB or MyTV Super. And that was something very new, it hadn't been done before, so they wanted to partner with us. And they proposed this idea of co-producing a series. And that was kind of just, yeah, they reached out, and we were like, wow, is this for real? But we knew that, you know, we probably couldn't shoot something that was, like, I don't know if we could bring a full cast over there or bring them over here. So my first thought was, what story could we tell from our own individual countries and cities? And that distance could actually be one of the driving forces of the story itself. So, yeah, the two characters are living two different lives, but as they unexplainably get connected, they learn that they're more similar than they are different.
Mm-hmm. And explain the premise a little more in terms of who these two people are, who's in L.A., who is in Hong Kong, and how they are able to mentally connect
right.
with each other.
Yeah, is Thomas on the line? I'm not sure. Is it just – is he in yet?
Thomas, we're still waiting for Thomas to come on. And Thomas,
okay.
If you're hearing us, give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're ready to go on, we'll get you on. Go ahead, Wesley.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the story is a little out of this world. One of the characters, Vincent, he's Asian American, born in L.A., aspiring music producer, kind of going through the struggle of trying to go into the creative field when his parents aren't the most supportive or a little doubtful of that. Something that is drawn from our own experience in our own friends, very common in Asian American households. And then on the other side of the world is Carmen, and she's the daughter of a CEO of a very successful creative agency or advertising agency. And it's very much the office life for her, 9-to-5 corporate life, very structured. And also she's experienced some family drama herself. It's just, she lives with her and her father. Her mother kind of separated early when she was younger, and she's not totally healed from that yet. And one day, Vincent in Los Angeles and Carmen in Hong Kong, they both, in a moment of anxiety, they kind of step away from their busy lives, and they see this strange phenomenon in the sky. And the next morning, they start hearing each other's voices in their heads. And at first, they try to play it off, but eventually they realize that they're actually communicating with each other from opposite sides of the world. And what is very annoying at first soon becomes a very honest friendship.
Well, I'm very happy to say that now joining us live from Hong Kong is from MyTV Super, one of the key people there, of course, my mind, Thomas Lowe. Thomas, Happy New Year to you, and thank you for coming on.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Nice Thomas, I missed your voice.
Wes. likewise. Hope you guys are doing well.
So on your end, yeah. Thomas, how did this project happen? I mean, as Wesley was describing before you came on, it really is one of the more unique East meets West type TV projects ever done.
I'm happy to hear you say that, actually. It's certainly very unique. It came about when I first came on board with my TV Super, just having discussions with Lincoln, our EP, looking at different opportunities that were out there to see how we can kind of launch this new initiative of creating English content for our company. And one of the first people who we spoke about was Walford Productions, just with, you know, what they've done over the last couple of decades, building up the Asian representation in their YouTube content, and what they've been able to kind of create in terms of community-wise. And we felt like that this would be a great opportunity for us to kind of tap into their audiences, and also an opportunity for them to explore the different audiences that have followed them along their own lives throughout the years, who also have grown up watching TVB content. So this was, to us, it was a match made in heaven. The biggest thing was to try to convince the Waffle team to give us a try and see what we would be able to kind of come up with from those conversations. Luckily, things worked out.
Mm-hmm. Trixie, how did Chime TV, how did your network get wind of this?
Well, so our network, Chime TV, is a very young network compared to Wong Fu, which is, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, and TVB and MyTV Super. And we launched Lunar New Year a year ago, and we're an Asian American channel in the U.S. And as soon as we got wind of this project and the opportunity to talk to Thomas and Wesley, we were really hoping from the very beginning that we could kind of bring their project to a U.S. audience. So we'd already heard about the show and got connected with them through our head of programming, who can't be on this call. His name is Dan Kowalski. He was put in touch with Thomas and Wesley, and a conversation started. And I think pretty quickly we all realized that it was a wonderful fit. They had this project exploring the cross-cultural aspects of being Asian American, so having roots in Asia and also having a completely separate life in America. And for our network, we just thought it was the perfect kind of first project to bring onto our channel, the first scripted series, that because it explored these themes that resonate so deeply with so much of the Asian American community.
And Cross My Mind is Chime TV's first original scripted TV series, and the next episode premieres tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the network, which is available on Charter Spectrum Systems here in New York, in L.A., and elsewhere around the country. It is also running on Golden TV, which is owned by the people who run Chime TV. That's available on smart TV sets, device, and multi-channel bundles, and Chime TV is also on some of those products as well. We are speaking with the three key players of this very unique venture. Here in Los Angeles, we're speaking with Wesley Chan, who is with Wong Fu Productions, one of the producers of the series, in Hong Kong. And he's our first guest, by the way, from that neck of the woods in our 16-plus years on the air. We have got Thomas Lowe. He's with MyTV Super, so the Netflix-like mega content service out there. And from Vancouver, British Columbia, Trixie Patsis, who is one of the key players at Chime TV. And they're all with us this half hour right here, exclusively on Tomorrow We Televise. Tom Abbott, I'm with you from New Weather York, 45 degrees at the top of the hour. Let's hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We have a third episode coming your way this week. We're on yesterday, we're on today, and we'll be on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, big two-hour edition for you. Coming up in our first hour, we'll speak with Jill Goldfarb, the Senior Vice President of Trusted Media Brands, whose lineup of original channels include People Are Awesome, Fail Away, and Family Handyman. And our second half hour, we'll speak with somebody who's going to be doing quite a lot at CES 2024 next week in Las Vegas. He has not been with us for a number of years, the person behind the Palmer Group and one of the big observers of TV and technology, the one and only Shelley Palmer, will join us. In our second hour, first, the Chief Operating Officer of Hip Hop Television just started as a smart TV distributed service, Talad Mahoub. And finally, a new service that just launched recently called Sunstream. The President, Gareth Sunderby, with us, and they just put together a made-for-TV movie that was shot in Kentucky called Kangaroo Kids. It's their first original made-for-TV movie on the service, and we'll speak with the father-son duo that put it together, Branscum and Fari Richmond. That's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Thomas, what are some of the themes and concepts that you have these two characters explore in the series?
We explore quite a bit. I mean, I think the biggest thing for us was it was important for us to kind of come with a coming-of-age story. And really touch on the different cultures that we have on both sides of the world and really explore the similarities of it as well. I think that for us, we kind of felt like that, you know, as Asian American or Asian Canadian or just simply Asian from Asia who speak English and consume English content, we are very similar in many ways. And we kind of wanted to make sure that that kind of came up from the story itself, and it's not really in your face. I think it's important just to kind of have each side of the world lay in the background and really be able to kind of tell a human story, so that it could resonate with a larger amount of people.
Yeah, absolutely, and definitely that's. That's kind of the approach you wanted to take. I know that you were describing it as the East Meets West series, but I'd say, you know, you can watch this from any background and relate to some aspect of it. It's not really introducing the East to the West or vice versa. It's more just introducing people with unique lives, but also a lot of similarities. And, you know, if you've ever felt like overburdened or overwhelmed with life and just needed someone to talk to, I think this show will speak to you. And it has a lot of fun and games, too.
Yeah.
Who are the two people, Wesley, who are the two people who are in the series, and how do you develop them so that they not only have mental chemistry, but they also have emotional chemistry to the viewers?
That's a great question, and that was one of the biggest challenges of this whole show, because we were making it with two different teams on opposite sides of the world, and there was so much trust in each other to follow through with what we had created on the page. But the two actors is Nathan Ng plays Vincent, and then Jocelyn Chan plays Carmen, and we found them through a casting call that we did on our social media, and that's the first time we've actually done like a worldwide casting call, you know, we had to do it over video conference, but it actually worked out, because in the show itself, the two characters wouldn't really share the screen, at least for the majority of the show. So to see them, if they had chemistry, just, you know, in their own little windows on the computer screen, if they could do that, then it was a good indicator that there was some potential there. And, you know, it was a very big challenge, this show, for them, for everyone. And I think, you know, I commend them on taking it on.
It was a very long process for us as well.
Guess what, everybody? We have a call, and we're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mildred. How are you?
Very, very fine, thank you. And where are you calling from? What city?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Well, it's great to have you on. Go right ahead with your question or feedback.
Well, I just wanted to comment on love at an older age. And I wanted to let you know I was a contestant on The Golden Bachelor.
Wow. How'd you find the experience?
Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful to get a second chance at love at my age. And a lot of people like to make fun of old people and old love, but I left feeling that, you know, there doesn't need to be shame. There's a lot of positive to it.
Mm. Well, I really deeply appreciate you calling us, and I'm going to sort of parlay what you just said into a question. Wesley and Thomas, is growing up and how you grow up and mature in either the society you're in or the other side of the world, how is that covered in your series?
Oh, that's also a great question. I think, you know, we grow up with our families, and I think that has the biggest influence on our outlook and our approach to, you know, everything from daily events to relationships. And both of the characters, Vincent and Carmen, are dealing with their own trauma from their families. One is, you know, on Carmen's side, it's a broken family that she's had to step up to and pretty much become an adult before she ever wanted to and take on things that were much greater than herself. And then on the other side, Vincent feels the pressure from his parents to be what they want and have everything figured out. And he has to prove to himself and to everyone around him that he is capable of doing this music producing. I don't think I answered your question, but
Did you watch The Golden Bachelor? Did you see the show?
I didn't, but I'm very happy for you.
It's a great show, and, you know, people say, well, it must be hard to date at your age, but when we went out on dates, we always got the best parking spots because I have a handicap sticker for my sciatica.
That's terrific. I'm really excited. You're absolutely right. Like, there is no age limit to love.
No.
Absolutely.
And
by the way, we do want to point out that the wedding ceremony with the winner of The Golden Bachelor and that bride-to-be is going to be coming up later this month on ABC. So check your local listings for when it will be running on your local ABC station. Thank you very, very much for calling, and all the very best to you and a great 2024. I really appreciate you coming
on. Wonderful meeting his family. We went on a hometown date, and I met his parents at the Botanical Garden because that was where he'd spread their ashes. And it was so meaningful and wonderful. I got to meet them in a way.
Wow. All right. Again, thank you very much for the call. Thank you
and
for being part of today's episode.
Suite,
and all the very best to
you
this coming year.
We went into the fantasy suite. It had a walk-in tub with bars. And if someone rung the bell, because the hearing wasn't so great for both of us, there was lights that would flash when they ring the doorbell, so you could see it. So they really took care of us on the show. It was really wonderful.
I got that. I have to run and forward the conversation here. But again, thank you very much for calling. And
we had a Craftmatic adjustable bed with bars in the fantasy suite.
I'm sorry I have to cut off the call, but we have to sort of move on because I wanted to ask Trixie. Trixie, what's been the response to Cross My Mind with your audience, and what are they saying about it?
It's been absolutely tremendous. I think our hunch that this series would be relatable for our audience is really shown in the response that we've seen in viewership and also on social media, just looking at how people are commenting and responding whenever we talk about the series. It is really affirming that people were over the holidays looking for a show that was positive in its messaging. I think you asked about themes earlier, and one of the themes in the series that really attracted us to it was the way that it explored mental health and the power of communication and how two people, even though they'd never physically seen each other, could help each other through tough times, even though they were dealing with their own things. And I think, you know, with the timing of the release of this, with the holidays, it was part of why our audience responded so positively and warmly to the show. And I know that our audiences won't have seen the whole series, but they will get a chance to on the weekend, as we're having all six episodes of the limited series marathon. And I'd be curious to see what people say after watching the whole thing and not just seeing these initial two episodes.
Mm-hmm. If you have a question or comment in our many minutes with our trio from Cross My Mind, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Monday, we will start another triple header week with episodes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm glad to announce that joining us on Monday as our lead guest will be from the new Hulu series, Death and Other Details, co-starring Mandy Patinkin. We'll have the creators, executive producers, and showrunners, Mike Weiss and Heidi Cole McAdams. They are from Death and Other Details that premieres later this month on Hulu. And they'll be with us live as our opening guest Monday, 3 TV Eastern Pacific here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Plus, we'll have early news from the smart TV set makers who are making announcements at the CES 2024 event in Las Vegas. 100,000+ people are expected. About 130,000 to 140,000 people are expected to be at that event in Vegas, and we'll have the early news in our special news notes section. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, along with our guests from Death and Other Details. Wesley, have you and Thomas talked about a second season?
You know, we played with the idea in the very beginning just to know if this universe could be developed more. So we do have ideas, you know, that'd be very exciting to do. Thomas, what do you think?
It's certainly something that we wanted to kind of keep open. I mean, once everyone has an opportunity to kind of watch the whole series at the end of it, we do kind of leave it open, and we do have different ideas as to how we can kind of explore continuing this. We feel like that there's certainly more opportunities to do more, because we were so happy with the overall collaboration and how we went about it, the whole process of it, and what came from it. So it's certainly something that I'm hoping, as much as I'm sure a lot of other people are, that we can continue doing this.
Yeah, I can, Simon, I can give you a little bit more than that. I just to play with the idea. The show, like I mentioned, the two characters, they see this phenomenon in the sky, and weird stuff happens, right? They start hearing each other's voices, and actually it gets even weirder from there as you keep watching. But eventually they become very, very good friends and develop this relationship with each other. And this phenomenon that they see, I always thought the second season would be exploring the idea of who else saw that phenomenon and what did it do to them, and what's their story. Kind of like an eclipse, if you think about an eclipse, you know, everyone in the world is looking at it, but it has a different effect on each of us.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you explored not only continuing this series, but also doing further co-productions?
I think that's the hope.
Yeah.
When we first approached, we were looking at a lot of different types of projects. It wasn't just this particular one. I mean, the fact that we were developing this through the pandemic, it also it gave us an opportunity to really do it a very different way, right? And we kind of forced it, because we weren't able to kind of travel back and forth and kind of be on set for each side and, you know, having more support physically. But there's so many iterations of this partnership to continue to explore, obviously. Take two to tango. So, I mean, we would love to hear what Wes thinks about this too.
I mean, it was so much fun. This was one of the most memorable projects I've ever done. Meeting Thomas and their team, I have the highest respect for them. And also, we've learned a lot. We learned so much from this first one to be able to have a second chance to, you know, further evolve and improve as creators. As storytellers, you know, who would say no to that? Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
And Wesley, independently of working again with MyTV Super, what, are there any other new series that are in the hopper at your place at Wong Fu?
Right now, we have some ideas in development. It's kind of hard to answer. Like, we do so much here. You know, there's like one-off sketches that go on the channel, but then there's also a commercial side of Wong Fu, but series is something that we're always interested in. We actually just came from a meeting where we're kind of planning out some bigger projects through the year. So the best way to answer that is to follow us on social and if you like Cross My Mind, you'll probably like, you know, all the other stuff we make. And it's all available on our channel on YouTube.
Yeah. All along, Trixie, and we'll end this with you, when we've covered your network, we've talked to various executives there about what is the role of scripted TV shows at your service. Now that you have the first original scripted series, when do we get the second?
Well, we are a very young company, so our ambition is to be producing originals, and I think a collaboration like this with established producers like MyTV Super and Wong Fu, the long-term goal is to really be able to participate in these collaborations, not just in the acquisition stage where we're helping bring the content to a different audience around the world, but where we're actually involved in the creative process and helping make the series from start to finish as well as broadcasting it. It's a long-term goal, and I think from our perspective, you know, we respect how much work goes into it, and we don't want to rush into things either. So I think stay tuned to see when we can come out with another original project. I did want to reiterate that this project was produced by MyTV Super and Wong Fu, and we were just really lucky to be able to help them bring this show overseas to a U.S. audience more broadly.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting proposals from Asian American producers here in the U.S. who would like, whether from New York or L.A. or San Fran or anywhere else around the country, about doing shows that would be just based here?
Yes. So we're very open. If people want to check out our website, chimetv.co, they'll find ways to contact us there. Our channel is all about representation in front of and behind the screen, which is why this project is so momentous for us to be a part of. So we would encourage people to check us out, and we look forward to, you know, the other beautiful projects we can bring to audiences.
You can check out the next episode of Cross My Mind. There's six in all tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Is 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific, or is 8 p.m. Trixie Eastern, 8 p.m. across the board?
Eastern, 5 Pacific.
So it is 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on Chime TV, which is available on cable and satellite, including the Charter systems here in New York, L.A., and around the country, as well as smart TV sets, smart device, and multi-channel bundles. You can also check out episodes at Get Golden or Golden TV, which is the mega content service that the folks behind Chime TV also run. For more details about both services, go to chimetv.co, that's chimetv.co, or getgolden.tv, getgolden.tv. Cross My Mind, next episode tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Chime TV. Wesley Chan, Thomas Lowe, Trixie Potts, thank you all very, very much for coming on. Congratulations on how this new series, a very unique new scripted series, is happening, and hopefully many, many more to come in later this year and beyond.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, episode 3 is one of my favorite. Things get really interesting, so check it out.
All right,
one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Thank you again very, very much. Thomas, thank you for coming aboard from Hong Kong, being our first guest from there. Hopefully many more to come. And all three of you have a terrific 2024. Take care.
Thanks, Ivan.
Happy New Year.
You too. Wesley Chan, Thomas Lowe, and Trixie Potts all joining us live from Los Angeles, Hong Kong, and Vancouver, British Columbia, respectively. More tomorrow will be televised after this word from Liquid IV. If you haven't heard, there is a new wellness routine that's easy to take and keeps you in super hydrated shape. We're talking about Liquid IV. It's a great-tasting drink mix in stick form that, when you add with water, delivers hydration to your body faster and more efficiently than water alone. What's more, you get 5 essential vitamins. We're talking B3, 5, 6, 12, and vitamin C, plus 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. The 12 flavors to drink from, they're all delicious and refreshing, like Concord grape, passion fruit, and watermelon, plus sugar-free as well, green grape, peach, and other flavors. Liquid IV is gluten, dairy, and soy-free. All you got to do is go to liquidiv.com to order, and you get 20% off using the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop for better hydration today. Just use the promo code TELEVISE, T-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, at liquidtv.com. Liquid IV. Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures with real hydrating. We come back, classic trivia question of the week, and a comment about why 2024 might very well be interactive television's year of reckoning. Get to all that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're hearing the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speakerthecom, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out the first new episode of Trek Talking. It's the internet radio program about all things Star Trek, including, for the first episode of 2024, the return of Star Trek Prodigy. You'll find out all about it tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific on Trek Talking. At 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, Best Speech Art comes your way 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on a Wednesday afternoon, first midweek of 2024. This half hour is brought to you by Online Grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry stays anytime. Simon Abba with you live from New York. Welcome to those of you just joining us at or after the bottom of the hour, 45 degrees here in the Big Apple. Nice and bright, although the sun is starting to come down. We may be getting a big snowstorm, the first time in 2 years plus that we've had it, and we'll just have to see how things fathom along. And we'll keep you posted, as we will, and I'm sure other people will too, here on BTR. Coming up, I have a comment about interactive TV and why this year, 2024, might be that medium's year of reckoning. But first, time for our classic trivia question, our first one of 2024. We introduced it on our episode yesterday, and we have an all-time record 7 prizes in play if you are first with the correct answer. We've got the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar. We've got a free Uber card, courtesy of AMC Networks. We have a free Redbox Movie Night, courtesy of Crackle Connect. We have 2 wonderful music CDs, the Chicago Greatest Hits, with such tunes as If You Leave Me Now, 25 and 6 to 4, I've Been Searching So Long, and many, many more. And the Lifetime Women in Rock CD with great performances by Michelle Shock, Laura Branigan, Bananarama, Light of Four, The Pretenders, and Mucho Mas. Plus, we have 2 books for you. The book about the 40th anniversary of The Day After, the ABC movie that was done 40 years ago. Apocalypse Television, How the Day After Helped End the Cold War, with recent TWBT guest, UBC professor David Craig. And we also have Jeff Melvoin's wonderful book, Running the Show, Television from the Inside. Jeff Melvoin, the former writer, showrunner of the hit CBS series Northern Exposure, Emmy Award winner, and we had him on the show last fall, and that book is also available for you. So we have 7 prizes in play if you know the answer to this question. Who was the millionaire on The Millionaire? We're talking about the popular semi-anthology series that ran on CBS from 1955 to 1960, episodes have been running in syndication ever since, and it is currently playing on YouTube. You can find all about it on Wikipedia. And we're talking about the character of The Millionaire, not the actor or actress who played that person. We're talking about the character's name of The Millionaire. Who was the millionaire on The Millionaire? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. First person who emails the correct answer, and we need the exact name, by the way, wins those 7 prizes. One more time, the question, who is the millionaire on The Millionaire? In order to win, you got to play in. Do so. Sooner you do, sooner you will be our first Tomorrow Be Televised Classic Trivia winner of 2024. All the very best. When we come back, a commentary about interactive TV 2024. Is this the year of reckoning for this medium? I'll have my say on it after this word from Sun and Swell. Sun and Swell is the first online grocery store that has a fine line of healthy, great-tasting foods that come to you in plastic-free, compostable packaging. And every item you get from Sun and Swell, whether it's rolled oats, trail mix, apple pie bars, energy bites, banana chips, nuts, mango, other fruit, it's 100% vegan, gluten-free, and free of added preservatives or ingredients. So if you're looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, here's my idea for you. Shop Sun and Swell. And when you do, you get 20% off site-wide when you go to sunandswellfoods.com and use the promo code TELEVISED at checkout. 20% off your entire order. That's when you use promo code TELEVISED, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, at sunandswellfoods.com. That's sunandswellfoods.com. You can't go wrong. everything super. And now a comment. I've been saying for the last year or so that I believe this decade, the 2020s, is the decade that interactive television finally comes to light and becomes a mass medium. Interactive TV has been one of the biggest holy grails of television for decades, going back to the 1950s, 60s, 70s with Ventures IQ, 90s Full Service Network, ACTV, all sorts of different projects. And even more recently, there was Food Network Kitchen that actually got on the air and unfortunately is no longer around. The idea of interactive television is that you can, using your television set, do everything from get personalized news, weather reports, stock quotes, to work with and interact with advertising, with sponsors, order products and services, use the TV set to order tickets for sporting events, entertainment events, airline reservations, hotel reservations, restaurants, etc., and even do your thing with the television set to play all sorts of games and maybe even bet on sports and use it to control or monitor all sorts of other things in your home or apartment, from the smart TV set to the microwave oven, refrigerator, washing machine, video doorbell, home security system, garage door, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, it is starting to happen. Last year, we saw the breakout of game hubs by Samsung, by LG, and other smart TV set device makers, where you could play hundreds of thousands of video games, all kinds of good games. And because of the artificial intelligence that is in the smart set or device, you don't need a PlayStation or an Xbox or another console to control the set. Use a joystick that you aim right at the set, or your voice remote, or gestures. Roku, you can play Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and other games. Again, voice control, either voice directly or voice remote. And that's because the smart TV set or device has that AI, generative AI, that allows you to use your voice or voice remote because of features like Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant that are compatible with the smart set or device. You don't need a separate speaker. It's all done. And I've been saying for a while that that feature, artificial intelligence, may be the linchpin to finally getting interactive television off the ground and into existence in most of the American public for good. And we're starting to see other things too. We're seeing these action ads by Roku and other people and Peacock, which allow you to order products and services of the television set, or in some cases choose the particular advertising from a particular company that you want to see that meets your tastes or interests. Late last fall, Amazon Fire TV announced a number of different generative AI applications on their TV sets and products that allow you to create your own video art gallery and display it on the set, to create your own video art and display it on the TV set, to put notes together and send them to family members and friends elsewhere, and to even check your thermostat on the TV set, and your video and your video doorbell anytime on the TV set. And even with all that progress, there's a lot of skeptics out there. And it's understandable because we've had all these fits and starts because the technology was not friendly to you, the viewer. The service itself took too long to operate, too long to boot up. It wasn't working for one reason or another. And we still have skeptics out there. One of those skeptics was on our show yesterday, Philip Swan, the TV Answer Man. I've known Philip for years. He has covered TV for 30 years plus. He was a former official at Sony, smart TV set maker. And it's understandable why someone like him would be skeptical. He's seen it all, done it all. And he's wonderful. He was on our show yesterday. And I asked about the fact that smart TV sets and devices now are in the majority of people's homes, 90%. People of all different backgrounds, different ages, different classifications, baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, Alpha, millennials, African-Americans, Latinos, Asian-Americans, Native Americans, et cetera, et cetera. And I mentioned yesterday how about the fact that you have artificial intelligence that might be the way to make interactive TV easy to use? Not buying it. He said, check it out on blogtalkradio.com/televised, tomorrowbetelevised.com, our website, as well as all of our podcast affiliates. He's not buying it. And I can understand that. I wasn't taken aback by it. I understand where he's coming from. And he and I both have made interactive TV has any chance to make it. You have to get out there and encourage and empower you, the viewer, to use it and to be friendly with it and see how it has value to you. Now, next week is going to be the big first time in 2024 that LG and Samsung and Vizio and Tele and Sony and Hisense and TCL and Sharp, et cetera, are going to have their opportunity front and center to show people what interactivity is all about, where they're going with it, and why you should care and use it. It's CES 2024, the annual Consumer Electronics Mega Show in Las Vegas. Last year had 100,000 people. This year, 130,000. With 3,000 plus exhibitors and 1,000 plus startups. AI is going to be a very big theme there. And certainly now that every smart TV set and device has AI in it. And these sets, as we've said all along, are continuing to expand their capability and their capacity because they are electronically upgradable in software. They've got their shot to really demonstrate that, hey, we've got interactive TV lit. We can make it happen. We can make any flavor of interactivity happen. That's great for the viewer. That empowers the viewer. And it's easy for the viewer to use over and over and over again. On Monday, many of the smart TV set and device makers are going to make announcements about where they're going. And I've said before, if you're going to make announcements about new interactive features or new features of functionality overall with your smart set, you had better demonstrate it. If you're going to do something like that LG did last year by announcing we're doing a home security system on the television set, including emergency alert with ADT, you'd better have the head of ADT or key executive show up, and you better demonstrate it. If not, the press covering it is not, and everybody else is not going to take you seriously. This is a huge deal. And that's why I think this year is the year of reckoning for interactive television. This is the year, this is the opportunity, this is the moment when this medium can finally get on the way to being a mass medium. It started last year, and this is the year that it has the shot. And what's going to make it happen is people making announcements at CES and backing up those announcements, not just there, but all over the place afterward, coming to New York, coming to Los Angeles, going to other cities, and doing public or press demonstrations of their features, showing up at other events, showing up on CNBC and Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network and Bloomberg and MSNBC and CNN with people on a regular basis covering what they do and getting major coverage on the tech websites, whether it is CNetNews.com, Engadget, TechCrunch, as well as the entertainment news sites, The Hollywood Reporter, Variety, The Wrap, Deadline, and the entertainment programming like ET and Extra and TMZ. This is the year that something has to happen. And what has to happen is that interactive TV gets known as, we hear you, the American public. We have made any app or interactive flavor worthwhile for you to use on a regular basis. And it will make a difference in your life because it is easy to use, easy to maneuver, fun, engaging, and empowering. So if I'm Samsung or Apple or Roku or NVIDIA or Telly, I start next week to get out there at events like CES, Upfronts, Newfronts events, and other public events and public showcases and technology showcases, and let it rip. And one more thing. How about using the medium that you're be part of? How about using TV, the medium you're part of, to communicate what you're doing? Samsung, how about doing an ad campaign for your smart TV sets? LG, same thing. Vizio just started. Amazon, you've done it before. Do it again. NVIDIA, do it for Shield. Google, do it for Chromecast and Google TV. Telly, Sony, etc., Sharp. Use the medium that you are part of to communicate what you're doing to the audience you want to be using what you do. Samsung, if you can do ads all over the place for your smartphone, do them all over the place for your smart television sets. Because that's how people are going to take you seriously and reliably and credibility. That's the formula, folks. Get out there, communicate, be credible, be reliable, be trustworthy. And give interactive TV at long last a year of reckoning that becomes the kickoff of an interactive age that will grow and grow and grow and go over the rest of this decade and beyond. I'd like to hear what you have to think. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or get into our chat room in the time remaining at simonapple04@yahoo.com. And while we see if anybody's out there, I want to let you know that, first of all, thank you very much to those of you that caught our show yesterday. We had a blast. It was really, really fun. And we got another two-hour epic for you on Friday. Coming your way, we'll have Jill Goldfarb, Senior Vice President of Trusted Media Brands, which is a great collection of channels on smart TV sets and devices, from Family Handyman to Fail Away to People Are Awesome. We'll also have Shelley Palmer. He is the founder and owner of the Palmer Group, one of the top observers about TV and TV technology. He's been with us a number of times on the show over the years. We haven't had him in a long time. He's going to be at CES, and he's going to be doing interviews in public with the likes of Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and will.i.am, the popular entertainer, and Linda Yaccarino, the CEO of X, also, a.k.a. Twitter. And I've got some questions that I'd like Shelley to ask all three of those folks. So we'll talk about that when he comes on in our first hour. In our second hour, you'll learn about Hip Hop TV, one of the newer TV networks available on smart TV sets and devices, from Chief Operating Officer Talad Maboab. Plus, we'll also check out an interesting new service called Sunstream. It is trying to become a mega content service for independently made films and television series. Garrett Sutton is the president of that service. He'll be with us in our final half hour on Friday. And we'll also have a father-son duo that has just made the service's first original made-for-TV movie, Kangaroo Kids, Brainstorm and Farai Richmond. And then on Monday, as our lead guest, we'll have from the brand-new Hulu series, Death and Other Details, launching later this month, Manny Patinkin, one of the co-stars, creators and showrunners, Mike Weiss and Heidi Cole McAdams. That's this Friday, next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tamabi Television. Next Monday, in our news notes section, we'll have coverage of the early smart TV announcements at CES 2024 in Las Vegas. One more time, since we have the time, let's give you that classic trivia question. Seven prizes in store. We want to have that first classic trivia winner of 2024 as soon as possible. And here's that question one last time. Who was the millionaire on The Millionaire? We'll look at the character's name. Who was the millionaire on The Millionaire? The CBS series from 1955 to 1960, produced by Don Feddersen with MCA TV. You can catch the episodes at YouTube and a full description of the series on Wikipedia and other places. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple05@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're emailing from. I want to thank all of our guests from Cross My Mind for being with us in the first half hour and change of the episode. And thank all of you for tuning in again to our episode tomorrow on Friday. And another big episode coming your way on Monday. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also go to our homepage, to our wonderful website. That's tomorrowbetelevised.com for the great people at On Podium. tomorrowbetelevised.com, available 24/7. So are our podcasts, available on the iRadio Podcast Network and more than 40 other great podcast destinations like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Fathom, Luminary, Zencaster, many, many more. Love to hear what you thought about our episode today. What's your thoughts about the future of interactive television and the rest of the medium for that matter? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and X or Twitter. Facebook at LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. The sooner you communicate with me, I communicate back with you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you, because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BeatStars General Manager. Jay Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitar Fakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televised was brought to you today by Online Grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. And by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with Rialj. Remember, when you patronize our advertisers, go to their website, you get a discount on your order at checkout. Use the promo code TELEVISED, TLEVISED, for both Sun and Swell Foods and Liquid IV. For Tomorrow We Televised, I am Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your first midweek of 2024. Back on Friday, big two-hour edition, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our web and podcast destinations. Whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe and make it great for you and others you love. And remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.